right now, though, very pleased to be joined by the voice of the Golden State Warriors, Mr. Tim Roy. Tim, welcome to the show. It's been a long time since the Golden State Warriors played a game. How much is this rest going to affect them in game one on Thursday, if at all?
You know, I don't know how much it'll show. There may be a couple of turnovers where you see a ball sail out of bounds because of timing. But I think they'll be fine. They've had experience at this. Even this year in the postseason, they've had experience at it. So I think they'll be okay. Both teams have had plenty of time to heal up, and we'll just see how it goes.
How big of a loss is it for the Warriors that Steve Kerr won't be on the bench in game one?
Well, you know, I don't think it's going to be a huge loss just simply because Mike Brown's done a great job with the team and has kept just about everything the same. You know, I think where you miss Steve is that he just has that ability during a timeout of knowing what to say and how to approach each guy. You know, whether it be firing up a Draymond Green, talking to Steph Curry and getting him to kind of relax and play his game. He just has that knack of being able to sell guys down. So it's say the right thing at the right time. So that you're going to miss a lot of that. But I think, you know, Mike Brown has done a tremendous job in this postseason. You know, the Warriors have not missed a step in this postseason. It's been fun to watch.
Watching the Warriors from afar, it seemed like they got in their rhythm and then Kevin Durant got hurt. But right now, is it fair to say that the Warriors are playing the best ball they've played since Kevin Durant joined the team?
Well, you know, it's funny. You say that, but in the back of my mind, I keep thinking they can play better. You know, I keep thinking the bar is still higher for this team. I think we've seen them play great in spurts. But I think at this time it'd be a great time to put together in one of those 48-minute games where you walk away shaking your head saying, what did I just see? Because I think that's what's going to be needed in the finals. They played great. I still think they can play as well or better. It's a tremendous team, and it's an historical team. And I think that, you know, I think if they win this finals and do it the way I think they can, then I think they'll be right there with some of the great teams in history.
What have you learned, as we're joined by Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors? Tim, what have you learned about Kevin Durant now that you've seen him for a full season with the Warriors? Does he do something better than you were expecting, or does he maybe see a nicer guy than you're expecting? What have you learned about Kevin Durant since he's joined the Warriors?
Well, there was always, you know, the underlying current that he was a great guy and that he is somebody that, you know, can really, you know, encourage you and inspire you with his work off the floor. But on the floor, what I've learned is that he's a better defender than I thought he was, and he uses his great length to affect. And I think that to me has been something I did not know about him. You know, you watch a guy play, but until you watch him play every day, you don't get to know exactly what kind of a player he is. And I think now I know that he's a much better defender than I thought he was, and shot blocker. And he's had a great year shot blocking.
One of my memories from Game 7 last year between the Warriors and Cavs was how good of a Game 7 Draymond Green played. And we'd be talking about that a lot more if the result were different. But it seems like he's been a different player this year. You know, there's that quote, NBA tip-off, where he said he wants to destroy Cleveland and didn't really mince words about that. Have you seen a different Draymond Green this year, or maybe a more mature Draymond Green?
Yeah, that annihilate quote came from early in the season. It might have been training camp, but somebody resurrected it. But, you know, it just shows you the kind of competitive guy he is. You know, he knows they let one get away last year, and you know, his suspension had a little bit to do with that. And so he wants to, you know, make amends and show that, you know, his team's the better team. And I think that's what you want in a guy. You don't want somebody going, gee, I hope we play well. You know, you want somebody who says, I want to beat these guys, you know. And so I think Draymond's had a great year, and I think he showed – the kind of maturity that, you know, we tend to take for granted, I think, in pro sports. He's really done a great job of managing his emotions and bringing his game right to where he needs it to be, but not too far to the point where he kind of loses control of that fire that he has. He's a real remarkable guy. I really like Draymond. I think he's a really interesting guy. And I think he's also, he's one of the smartest basketball players I've ever seen and worked with. He really understands the game, and he's not afraid to help pass on that knowledge to his teammates.
You've had a front row seat to watch Steph Curry since he entered the league, and you saw the last two seasons, back-to-back MVP. It wasn't even in the top four in MVP voting this year because some other spectacular performances of James Harden. Don't even get into what Harden did, Kawhi Leonard, all those players. But how would you describe the 2016-17 season for Steph Curry? Is it really about championships now for Steph rather than the individual accolades?
It is, and I don't think he really cares about the MVP part, but I got to tell you, to be quite honest with you, how the Warriors could win 67 games and have the season they had and not have one player on first-team All-NBA is beyond me. I just don't get that. And having seen guys leave Draymond off their ballots, I don't get that either. But, okay, now that I've said that, I'll try to answer your question. Yeah, I think it's more about, you know, the winning part of it. And I think that's what, you know, when if you go back and read some of the quotes at the times when they were, you know, trying to woo Kevin Durant, you know, one of the things that Steph wanted to make sure was pretty well understood by KD was, you know, I don't care who gets the trophies. I just want to win. And, you know, he thought with Kevin coming to Oakland to play with the Warriors that they'd be able to win for a long time. And so, I think, you know, Steph doesn't care. I mean, Steph, I think he likes it. He's competitive, you know, and he wants to be the best player he can be, and he wants to win games. But if it came down to it, if you asked him, hey, winning a championship or winning MVP for the third straight year, I mean, he's going to say win the championship every single time.
Tim, we'll close on this one. You've been the voice of the Warriors for 20 years. You've seen a lot of lean seasons. You saw the 2007 season where they stunned the Mavericks in the first round. But a lot of, I guess, poor basketball played in the Bay Area. What's the transition like been as a basketball market over the last few years when they've become the hottest ticket in the NBA?
First of all, I need to update my social media sites. I'm in the 22nd year with the Warriors.
22nd? Holy cow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
28 in the league. Yeah, 28 in the league. We'd spent 6 years with the Kings. But, you know, the only thing that's changed in our market, and it's one of the reasons why it's been such a great market to work in, even though the Warriors weren't great for a long time, the only thing that's changed is the amount of attention and the amount of accolades and gear you see worn and flags flying out of cars, because it's always been a great NBA market. And it's always been a great Warriors market. You know, the one thing we always would tell each other is, hey, if the Warriors ever get this thing turned around, it's going to be a gold mine, and it's going to take off and explode. And that's exactly what's happened. It's probably always been a little bit more of a big market, but with a small market feel that way, that they are a real students of the NBA, and they understand, you know, they don't need the scoreboard to tell them when it's a big possession. The crowd just instantly reacts because they know when it's time to get a defensive stop and to make a great play.
Tim, I won't get you a prediction of who's going to win, but I will ask you, does the series end in 4, 5, 6, or 7 games?
I know a lot of people, and all, you know, we have to predict everything now, and we all have these, you know, but the power index says this, you know. I mean, we all have to have some sort of numerical solution to everything. But I think it's going to finish. I can't see a sweep by either team, and I can't see. I think the Warriors could win in 5, but I could easily see 6 or 7, because of the matchups. Cleveland matches up, and the fact, you know, you got LeBron James and Kyrie Irving on the other side, and those are two great players. And as great as the Warriors are, you know, the Cavaliers, when they have their, you know, offense going, and it's been outstanding in this postseason, one of the best offenses we've seen in NBA history in the postseason, they're hard to beat. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be an easy series for the Warriors, but I do think they will win.
Tim, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for taking a few minutes. Have a great chat, and we'll chat throughout the series. Thanks for your time.
Well, now let's get to the important stuff. How are the Eskimos going to do this year? Well, I'm a former CFL announcer. I need
really?
To know this stuff.
Wow. Where were you calling games? You said you're in Sacramento. Was it part of the CFL USA expansion?
Yeah, it was the Gold Miners. We
Wow.
had David Archer was our quarterback, and yeah, it was fun. Fun stuff.
Eskimos, I think they're a 9-10-11 win season. I think they're heading back to the postseason.
Nice. I got to tell you, going to Commonwealth, and I've done some college football at some great venues, but going to Commonwealth was one of the prettiest venues and one of the best surfaces of any outdoor football field I had seen. That was a treat.
Well, Tim, this was great. I did not expect to be chatting CFL with the voice of the Golden State Warriors, but you're a versatile voice. That's why we love you. Thanks for your time, Tim.
All right, man. Take care.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors. And